Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hi, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Okay, don't start.
You know what?
This is the
I don't give a fuck edition.
Nice. Here's the first off, you're already being rude. We got a guest.
Hello.
Hello, everybody. Okay, let us introduce the HHG.
And then I'll continue with you.
No.
Yeah, so HHG is in the house. She's sitting in the back.
Hamster
straddling
the
seat.
She's straddling Betty.
Smile from ear to ear.
Never smiled so big.
She's grinning up a storm, hey? Something about straddling, I guess, guys.
I don't know.
Okay, but here's the thing, Samantha. Yes, it's a little bit later than normal. I get that. But don't start, right? If you only have 7 hours and 45 minutes of sleep as opposed to 8, you'll be okay. I promise.
Can you shut up,
Your world
please?
Will still be okay.
Shut up.
I'm just saying.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm outing you to my mother.
Oh.
You're in fucking trouble.
Watch your language. We're PG.
F-U-C-K. Trouble.
Ugh. No, I'm not. I'm not. You know what? I'm not taking one
yes,
to the team.
I'm
not. Because you know,
I didn't ditch the jars. I didn't ditch the jars. So you're in trouble. Because I listened to my mother. Because she got a voice. You think I got a voice? She got the voice.
But listen.
She's the original.
She's in trouble.
She's the original.
I feel like I'm getting
spanked
right now.
And the original.
Everyone should know Junior. That.
The original. Loves her glass jars and her plastic containers.
She gets back her containers.
And you should know better. You should know better.
She probably started treating you
like an adult, which was her first problem.
Nice.
It's her first problem.
That's nice, Samantha.
She's like, I left Lisa enough notes. She should know. Save the jars.
But she never left me jar notes.
Right.
And my mind is very logical. So friends of the podcast, I need to share. This is what we're talking about. So Sam's mom, she's a great baker. She bakes me lots of goodies. She bakes me cakes, cookies, all this. And she also does beets. And yes. I love pickled beets. And you guys know that because I've been talking about this off and on for a few weeks now. What I didn't know is that you're supposed to save the beet jars. I only know this because I decided to be nice. I give my mother-in-law a jar of Sheila's beets. And Hilda took them home. Hilda loved them. Sent me a note saying, oh, I love the beets, and I will bring you the jar at Christmas. And I'm like, huh? I don't care.
Because Hilda knows. Yeah. Hilda knows that you have to keep the jar.
Well, nobody told Lisa.
Yeah.
So somebody needed to fill me in, and I didn't get a message. Oh. Did you know this, HHG?
Yeah, it's pretty common.
You know?
That's pretty common courtesy.
I guess. Really? That makes it seem like, you know, I just took your couch and I kept it, right? That's what that makes it sound like.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, it's just, they're pretty just stupid much. Jars, guys.
Lisa?
No, Samantha.
They're Sheila's.
I get that, but they're just.
It's bigger and better than the world.
They're just jars.
We'll
I will
find
buy
some.
Her new
we'll
jars.
Find some.
Okay.
Yeah, right? Don't There's got to be new ones.
Don't panic.
Right? Exactly.
Everyone calm down.
Okay, right? Right? It's not the end of the world. They're just be jars. Right? There'll be more. There's more where they came from. She buys them in a store. I'll replace them.
They're probably like pretty old jars. Like,
well, she's getting
seen
cheap
a lot
ones.
Of candy,
well,
I'm sure.
I don't know, but she writes on the lid. So obviously she's not keeping the lids. Because what's she going to do? It says September 2017 or 2018 or something.
She probably knows how to take it off.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hi. It's Sheila.
Another thing I didn't think
about. Have you met my mother?
I have met your mom.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you
I've
sure?
Met your mom.
Yes. HHG met your mom. Yeah. Okay.
You tell my mom what you like in a cookie and she'll make it for you.
She will.
I like
Christmas
everything
time,
Lisa
eh?
likes.
Yeah.
Just bring out the platter.
It's really easy to get along
she's
with.
She's promising the oatmeal.
Before Christmas?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. She's
even
starting
now,
to think about cookies.
Do you think even now she will?
She might.
Really? Even though she's kind of mad at me?
Now I that well, I don't jars. Know. She'll bake for the HHG.
Can she make protein cookies?
She probably would. She's that girl. She's very accommodating.
Just Pinterest the recipe with protein
but her
powder.
Her oatmeal cookies are like protein.
Well, that's true.
Just oats.
But I don't know.
No, sugar, they're wonderful.
Her oatmeal cookies are like crack.
They're like,
well,
yeah.
I love crack. Bring
right? right? And if you love crack, and I love crack, right? You just eat
everybody's
them.
Everybody's going to love crack.
The crack melts in your mouth. You just eat them, and you're like, what was this that I just ate?
Because right? I introduced them.
A couple years ago.
2 years ago, yeah. Mom started making
them. I had no clue that was oatmeal.
Last year when I brought them to work.
Yeah. No, I had no clue.
I brought them to work.
Because they don't look like an oatmeal.
They'd eaten them the year before, and they're like, is this your mother's oatmeal? And I'm like, yeah. They're
store.
Like,
I wanted more.
People wanted the recipe.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, what's in it?
The whole bit.
Big deal.
Okay, I got to move on. I got other issues.
What?
I got other issues. My issue is with the Walmart.
I thought we were over that.
You know why we're not over it?
Why are we not over
because
it?
Because I'm not over it. Because Mike's not over it. Because in my house, after last week's... Yes, I talked about it last week. But guess what popped up? Bananas. He bought bananas. And they looked horrible. They looked gross.
They taste fine.
No, they don't taste fine. They don't look good. They got bruises. They're bruised. So somebody's been hurting them. Somebody's been hurting. Someone's
abused
been touching
bananas.
Them. Somebody's been touching and they've been using the bananas, right? Who does that?
What are they using the bananas for?
I don't know. I don't want to know. They're not getting used.
Is that why they're bruised?
I'll tell you, they're not getting used in my place whatsoever for nothing. They're sitting on the kitchen table just like waiting for the little fruit flies to come. Waiting for grocery day so I can throw them out. I said to Mike, I hope you like bananas because those are yours.
I hope Co-op's not on strike next week.
I know, right? That's exactly what we need.
Oh
and
God.
There's a new milk in my fridge.
Oh, no.
Yes. It has a yellow label.
It's the same.
It's horrible. I don't think it is. I don't think it's the same at all. Not one bit.
I'm surprised that your husband isn't buying, like, the sacred dairy
land. I'm surprised he's still alive. Sorry, friends of the podcast. I have a dry throat. I have to have a drink.
And
talk amongst yourself.
Drink,
I'll give you a topic.
Drink.
No.
Drink. Shut.
I'm used to the pink labeled milk. This is the yellow labeled milk.
Really?
I'm dumping
it
out.
It's just the label.
No, I'm dumping a little bit of it out each night. So
you're through it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
And then
God.
Mike just thinks, oh, she loves milk.
She's into milk. She's all of a sudden.
We're going to have to get a cow.
To be honest.
I never even thought about that. I was like, we're going to have, instead of 2 4-liters, we're going to have 6 4-liters. Apparently my wife's liking milk.
Yes.
Milk.
That's like a funny. Well, this is your milk drinking season, though.
It is, because it's cold. Because I don't drink it in the summer.
Well, because you think in the summer it's warm.
I think in the summer milk is thick and gross.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No,
I think I just, not my cup of tea.
That's okay.
But you put it in the winter time and then I quite enjoy. Yeah. But do you know what else people are worried about people enjoying?
What?
You know who I'm worried about enjoying? HHG.
What?
What?
The Tide. Tide's made a new, they've made a new box for the detergent. And it looks like a wine box.
Love it.
And when I saw it, I thought of you.
Where do most housewives do their wine drinking?
I don't know. Where
in
do
the
they do it?
In the laundry room.
In the laundry room.
Or is that just me?
And that would be why I'm worried. Right?
You should be worried.
Because you're going to forget. Yes, because it has a little spout, like the wine box.
It looks like a wine box.
Yeah, and it like blew up the internet, hey?
Really?
Yeah, they were talking about it. They blew up the internet.
So concerned.
Yeah.
So concerned.
Yeah.
So concerned.
So before you have a glass of blue wine,
right.
You need to send me a message. I say, I think it's soap.
Like, what color is that?
Right?
Is it safe to drink?
That's right. I had some shots of tequila. Is this wine safe? No, that wine looks like it's going to clean your clothes.
That'd be the Tide.
Exactly.
That would be the Tide.
Yeah, that would be
still
the Tide.
Think it's awesome.
Yeah.
You can go side by side like bookends.
Here you go.
Okay, but I heard the Keurig is making a machine that actually cocktails?
Yeah, like the Moscow Mule.
Mm.
That's what it's going to do.
Really?
Keurig,
yeah. For the laundry room.
All of a sudden, where's the best place in the HHG's home?
It's the laundry room.
So I got more wash to do, dear.
I am never done.
Right, and then you get like a big screen TV. You got your Netflix. You got, and they're doing something for like colds too, nighttime colds.
That's right.
Pockets for like the Neocitrin, mm-hmm. Right?
Cold medication.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's heavenly.
That is like lazy.
What?
You know what?
You don't have to get out the scissors to cut the thing.
Right?
You don't have to boil the water.
You gotta boil the water. No. Right? Who's got time for a kettle?
You don't even have kettle. If you have a Keurig, you don't even have kettles anymore.
Really?
Newsflash.
Oh, I didn't know that. I have a kettle. Do you have a kettle? I have a plug-in kettle. Do you have it on the stove kettle?
No.
You have a plug-in kettle?
I have a plug-in kettle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you have a Keurig, you don't need it.
No.
Why?
Well, how do you make your hot chocolate then?
You can just put hot water through the Keurig.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's the best. And also you can get hot chocolate pods.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Really?
Right?
But I've had the hot chocolate pods.
I'm taking all the thinking out of drinking.
I just came up with a new slogan.
Say it again.
Take all the thinking out of drinking.
Taking all the thinking out of drinking.
Oh, my God.
There's nothing wrong with that. Crazy.
We're going to lose basic skills. You realize that,
right?
I know. We won't know how to do anything.
But we already don't know how to do anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is true.
We already don't know
nothing.
We're screwed. We're already screwed, right?
So screwed.
Yeah, but speaking of screwed, guess what?
What?
My rider's lost, guys.
Oh. Yeah.
Right?
I hadn't heard.
You hadn't heard. You hadn't heard. Right? It was like the moan that went around the world.
Yes.
Right? They played like hell. They played so bad. They didn't deserve to win.
No.
But you know what? They didn't deserve to break my heart.
No, right? You didn't deserve
that. No, I didn't deserve that.
Did not deserve that.
You know what? You know what the HHG didn't deserve?
What?
What?
Me shaming her with appetizers.
That's right. Good. So shameful. Made me leave my house on my day off.
I know,
in
right?
In my pajamas. In your pajamas.
I'm like, just put on a ball cap and just go.
Who cares?
And then you started causing me great angst because you're like, oh, I'm thinking about it. I'm like, because kickoff's in an hour and a half.
I made it home in time.
Yeah, you're like, you should already be there back. And I sent you a picture about it.
Yes, and I thought, that's a lot of food.
It's a lot of food.
It's a lot of food.
That was just for like last weekend. There's food for this weekend too, even though we're not in it.
Well, those of us who were working.
Yeah.
Didn't give a shit.
You didn't give a shit. I know. I felt that in your comment back, Samantha. I completely felt that you didn't give a shit. Right?
Why am I sounding like the mean person here? Mm. But I kind of don't care.
You don't care.
Because you don't care.
Because you don't care. DFC. Right?
I DFC all the time.
DFC
and all
everything.
I do is care. Yeah.
The HHG cares. You don't care.
I don't care.
Right? And I'm in the middle of caring.
No, you're not.
Yes, I care.
No, you're not.
I do too. I completely do care. Yeah.
Lisa?
Samantha.
What's your problem about pretzels?
I don't even get pretzels. I'm like anti-pretzels, I think. Not the soft pretzels.
I love Auntie Annie's pretzels.
I don't even know who Auntie Annie is.
She's the best pretzel
But maker. There's a pretzel place coming into the mall.
Yes.
Why?
Mr. Pretzel.
What do you mean, why?
Why?
It's like a yummy one. Like a yummy one.
Like the doughy big, pretzel. Hot pretzels.
Yeah.
Doughy.
Like doughy.
Mm.
So they think the people of Saskatchewan.
But I'm on the keto diet.
No, I'm not.
I'm trying
like, it. Well, obviously they came to the right province because as Saskatchewan people, we don't give a shit.
No, I want the pretzels.
We will carb it up all
yeah.
the time.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Is a pretzel a carb?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, it's bread.
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay.
I didn't know take you to school on carbs.
Yeah. I don't really know that stuff.
I don't know what a carb is.
I think you're lacking here a little bit. Her schooling is not quite finished.
Right. We're still working on it.
Yeah, still working. Yeah. But no, okay. My issue not with the yummy pretzels. My issue is with the hard, yucky pretzels.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they got to put them in that bag?
I know. Just keep the good stuff.
In the munchie
keep
bag.
The munchie bag. Why do they got to do that?
The Sun Chip, the Cheeto.
Yeah.
Yum.
The fun stuff.
The fun stuff.
And then you get the pretzel.
Yeah.
Because it's a filler.
But then
everybody
then,
hates pretzels.
But then
it
should.
Dry.
Do you remember that? Do you remember the commercial from the 70s? And two spice rings. And one, remember, and it had the little shreddies on it? Remember that food? Do you remember?
Bits and bites.
No, bits and bites.
It's okay, nuts and always, bolts.
No, in Ontario, it was bits and bites.
It was nuts and bolts in Saskatchewan.
Okay.
And then it.
Bits and bites.
Bits and bites.
But now it is bits and bites.
Yes, bits and bites. Right?
Okay.
Yeah. Two spice rings, one shreddies. I don't know what. But there was like a cartoon guy who talked about it. But then my issue with the pretzels is that because I don't like the shape of them, the hard ones, why not just make them the pretzel stick? Why not just do the stick?
That's boring.
As opposed to the shape?
Yeah.
Who got time for the shape? Because that's two bites. It's not one bite.
Well, and who's eating the whole pretzel? You take one little bite and you're like, blech.
Nobody likes it.
Nobody likes it.
So why do they make them?
Because they're good
fillers. It's a waste of money.
It's a waste.
You don't need a filler.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm just saying. So it's not I don't have a big issue with it. I just have a little issue with it. That's all. I'm just saying.
Have you been watching a little TV on your day off?
Yeah, I had 2 days off in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, right? And I've been watching the TV. Been glued to it.
Mm-hmm.
Daytime. I've been watching the soaps.
What are you watching?
I know, right? I've been watching the soaps. I've been watching the daytime. I've been watching the game shows. I've been watching a little bit of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Did you even know that's still on?
I know, but it's boring.
Why?
Because
no,
it's boring.
It's not.
It's boring.
You know, I would expect that from you. I would expect that from you. You know what? I watched it this week on purpose.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Why?
Just to reinforce my brilliance.
Did you get some answers?
Yeah. I got tons of answers. I got up to, I was over 30,000.
What?
Yeah.
But you're not a millionaire.
She wasn't a millionaire.
No.
So I can't be a millionaire.
She brought you down.
She brought me down.
Right? You could have gone on and
I could have kept going, right? That's all. I was just waiting. And I'm like, serious? Dear lady on the millionaire, this is as far as we get. We're stopped. She's like, I'll take the money. At $30,000? That's not even worth my time.
No.
Yeah.
Terrible.
So I don't know. It was like, but it confirmed.
This is how you spend your days off.
Super smart I am. Yeah.
We
knew
them
all. I know, right? I knew. I'm like, she's like, I'm going to ask the audience. Don't. I know it.
What about Jeopardy then?
You what? Okay, I'm pretty smart.
No,
I'm pretty good. I'm pretty, pretty good
no,
at Jeopardy.
Not.
Some things.
No,
the Teen
not.
Challenge, really good.
Celebrity Jeopardy. Dumb it down.
Dumb it down from Saturday Night Live. Jeopardy, I'm really good at that. Yeah. But some of the Jeopardy questions, like if it's like words ending with L, I'm good at.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some of them, not so much. Uh-huh. But I'm smart.
Okay.
You are.
So yeah, I heard you were struggling with a word.
I was practicing my vocabulary.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Because you know how there's like all those different words? There's like data or data. Or
data. Data. Or data.
That's the same word twice.
Well, because in my mind, that's right. The right way to say
it. Data.
Caramel or caramel. Right?
Caramel so that, or caramel.
Yeah, like
I just saying the same words exactly the same
because
twice.
That's how my mind hears it the same way, right?
Yeah, okay.
So then, so it was, you know, the Dasani water. Uh-huh. Dasani.
Dasani.
Yeah. How do you say it?
Dasani.
H-H-G?
Dasani.
It's not. It's Dasani.
It's not Dasani.
Yes, it is. It's Dasani. I YouTubed it.
I know, but you got it backwards now.
Did I get it backwards? Did I really?
Yeah.
So, Dasani.
How is this supposed to be said then? Oh, it's so confusing. Dasani.
Dasani.
Yeah, because then I was saying...
Like, Dasanitary napkin.
Like, like if I'm Italian and I'm introducing my friend Sam to you, I'm like, and this is Dasami. Right? Like that.
Yeah, that's it.
Right?
That's...
You got it.
There I
you
got go. It. I just have to keep top of mind. Dasanitary napkin.
Dasanitary napkin.
And then you know how to say it. But yeah, don't you ever do that with words?
No.
Really?
No.
My kid sister and I do that all the time.
I don't really have a problem with words, actually.
Oh, I know, because you're like an English lady, and I'm all like, you're like a vocab snob.
She reads all the books.
She's a book reader.
I am a book
That's
reader.
What she is.
Okay, yeah. But you told me, though I did not see a picture, so I feel like it's not really real.
Yes, it's real.
There's no holder for an Oreo cookie.
Yes, there is. It was in the People magazine on my Facebook.
So it must be legit.
On my Facebook.
Has to be
the
legit.
The People, they want it.
The People magazine, they showed it. And what it is, they showed a mug with like some milk in it.
Uh-huh.
And then they have this little blue thing that attaches to the side of the mug. And it holds your Oreos for you dunkers.
On the side of the mug.
Yeah.
It's like it doesn't actually go inside the mug.
No, you're not dunking like a 25 like cookies.
Basketball net. Yeah.
Why do you?
It's not like cooking the deep fried French fries and it's going into the. It's not like the basket's not going into the drink.
Okay, but why do you need that?
Because apparently people don't like to get their fingers dirty with the crumbs.
Don't get it.
That's just lazy.
Really?
Yeah.
And you don't think that that's society today?
No. Like, remember
right?
The Keurig?
I'm just saying.
Remember when we thought lazy in society was clap on, clap off the clapper?
Oh,
remember
yeah.
When we thought that was super lazy? Right? You lie in bed? Oh, time clap to drop like clap on. Right?
Oh. That's funny.
Yeah, right?
That's
but
good.
No, yeah, so and it's like a little basket. Mm-hmm. It just clips onto the side of the mug. I'll get a picture.
Okay.
I'll show
get
you
a picture. I don't see the point of
no,
that.
No, well, I'm not saying there's any point. I don't see the point of dunking.
No, but you're not dunking this little basket in there, are you?
No, you're not doing anything. It's just so, I think it's like the process, right? So
Holder.
They're just being stored.
Take it, dunk it, take it, dunk it.
Yeah.
Wow.
You said that you don't mind dunking. So you're getting like nasty
okay.
Milk cans.
So do you get this plastic thing inside of the Oreo cookie
goes on the
bag?
I don't know.
Do you get it? Do you buy it separately?
I didn't.
Does it come as a prize?
Is it in the bottom of a cereal box?
I didn't read the article.
Like,
I just saw
the
picture.
Oreo cookie holder that I have no use for and I'll sell at my garage sale.
Yes, you will.
I'm just, what's the point? Like, if I'm going to pay extra money for it,
I don't know.
I want nothing to do
I
with it.
I didn't read the article.
If it comes free in the bag, like a prize in a cereal box.
I just
box,
saw the picture.
All for it.
I just saw the picture, guys.
Okay.
I just saw the picture.
I want to see the picture.
I think you have to buy it.
No,
you have to buy it.
Not worth my time.
No?
Not worth
Where
my time.
Where do you hold the Oreos?
Maybe
in your hand.
It's a gift with purchase. You know, like Jell-O has this mold. Gift with purchase.
That's kind of true,
Christmas.
Eh?
Yeah,
right.
That's it. That's kind of
You know,
it.
Like you go to the liquor store and you buy the 40 of whiskey and they got like the little one attached to the
yeah.
neck of it. That's a good
that's
thing.
Why you buy the 40
that's,
of whiskey that's for the little guy attached to it.
So weird, hey? Like just that little thing.
It's like, you know what? I need a little shot before I get home. Off I go.
Right? That's why you're buying the good stuff, right? That's why you're paying the big bucks right there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're back on your Joe Louis kick
again?
Oh,
I am, like, going to be a house. I'm going to be a house. I am, like, eating those Joe Louis like there's nobody's business. I love them. Because, okay, you know what? Here's the thing. Do you even understand what they are?
No.
It's like a cake. You don't?
No.
Really?
I've never had one.
Okay. So it's a chocolate cake with a yummy little frosting filling and chocolate on the outside.
Mm.
Yeah.
Sounds like a whoopie pie.
That sounds like a fart. It's like a fart.
It's like a whoopie pie.
I don't know what a whoopie pie is. Don't use that word. That word is dirty.
No, it's not.
That word is dirty.
Oh, my God.
That word is gross and dirty.
Really?
I don't like that word. Yeah, whoopie.
No, I don't like that.
No, I don't know what that is, so no, I don't think it's like that at all.
So basically, Joe Louis have gone back on your snack approved list?
Yeah, I brought them back.
Okay.
Yeah, I brought them back. Wagon wheels?
I was going
to
say.
Kick them to the curb.
Really?
Yeah, I'm done with them.
So quickly.
You know why? Can I share? Since we've outed me a few weeks ago with my fake teeth, what happens is that the chocolate on the wagon wheel sticks to my teeth, I find.
It's a little waxy.
It's a little waxy.
Right? I think more wax, right? More it's a little wax waxy. On the wagon wheels nowadays. Yeah.
And so I find that it seems to stick around a little bit longer than what I prefer.
Okay. That's just gross.
Yeah. But okay, here's something weird that's happening. Hmm. Anybody else find this? On my Facebook. And I don't know if it's like channeling my inner 80s kid or whatever. I keep getting pop-ups for the Swatch Watch.
Swatch Watch.
That's like the 1980s.
Swatch Watch is back.
I know it's back and it's on my Facebook page every time. But Samantha, there's fancy ones. There's fancy swatches.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, I don't know. Probably still the same rubber, but they look fancy.
Yeah. Are you going to get one?
Oh, you know
what?
Are
you kicking your $14 watch to the curb?
No, because I just spent like $15 on the battery. Not too long ago.
So shameful.
Yeah, so shameful, right? And I'll take the battery that's worth more than the watch for $100, right? Yeah, so I don't know. I'm tempted, though. Every time I see it, I'm like, But then I'm like, what happens if you get it and the Swatch is still, like, it was fine in the 80s. It was cheesy. But what if it's, like, super cheesy in, like, 2018?
It will be.
Everything at 49.
Cheesy. Yeah, right.
I think everything cheesy is coming back again.
You think it's coming back?
Yeah. The 70s have come back. The 80s have come back. There's like neon and tie-dye shit everywhere.
But I love tie-dye, though. Bring me the tie-dye. I love tie-dye. Yeah.
Do you have your own tie-dye kit?
No, I don't, because I'm not crafty. Right? I'm not crafty
Let's
that way.
Let's go to Walmart and get the tie-dye and the bananas.
Maybe not the bananas. Not the bananas. I'm not doing it,
okay.
Man.
I'm done watching the Chicagos.
Really?
Yeah. You know why? They've ruined it for me.
Oh, because they've sandwiched
Chicago Fire in there.
Yeah, it's like a bad sandwich.
It's like a snooze fest. I'm done by the time I get through Chicago Fire, and I'm like, now I gotta watch PD. I have no choice.
So you're good 7 to 8 with Chicago Med. You're good.
I'm fine.
Then you become a cranky hot mess.
Yes.
From 8 to 9, and then 9 to 10, you're
I'm
good
like,
again.
Why am I watching this I crap?
Because I'm waiting
for the Chicago PD, which I give a shit about. Which, by the way, I'm almost gonna kick to the curb if they don't start getting their shit together.
Really?
I don't want to watch the crack hoe get laid by a policeman anymore.
I did.
Tune in.
Tune in to the crack hoe getting laid.
I don't want to see a gang leader get shot, boom, boom, double in the chest.
Wow.
I don't want to see it.
But that's what it's about.
I want a little humor in my life.
Not in the Chicagos. There's no humor
There's no
in the
humor
Chicagos.
In Chicago.
The Chicagos got no humor. Just like the This Is Us, it got no tears this season.
That's because you haven't watched it from the beginning.
I know that's
you
your,
have to get invested. You have to learn about the people.
I feel I know them.
You don't.
I feel I know them well, and it's just not.
You don't know them.
You don't know them.
Really? They don't know themselves. So how can you possibly know them?
That's point too, right?
Right?
Yeah.
Every,
and they're always
every
they're,
time every yeah. every episode.
They're old. They're young. They're old. They're young.
Who are these
they're
people?
They're learning about themselves.
They don't know. It's confusing.
So how can you possibly know?
That's a good point.
Partway into the third season, when you haven't watched one or two.
Yeah. I just know.
That's shameful.
We're coming over. We're going to have a marathon.
We're going to have a marathon.
Sorry.
And we're just going to cry.
Your husband works nice.
Yeah,
I am not watching This Is Us.
The three of us could be on the couch.
I do not need
the middle person
in my
holds
life.
The Kleenex box, and we just try and cry.
That's right.
We just cry it out, friends.
Cry it out.
First That's one to cry.
Team.
First one to cry.
Oh, that's me.
She's going to start crying.
Oh!
Right? We're going to watch it. They're coming over. Crying.
Oh, you guys are going to love the pilot episode.
Right? Exactly.
I cannot wait.
No.
Okay.
No.
So, yeah. So, no, no.
No.
I agree with the Chicagos. Let's make this the last year for the one.
Yeah, let's.
Okay. You don't even watch the
I
Chicagos.
Haven't no, you
She, like, goes to the beat of her own drum when it comes to shows, right?
What did I watch last night? Throw Mama from the Train.
Right? She's watching, like, old movies.
That's a good movie.
Yeah, oh, my gosh.
That's funny.
Yeah,
and
that's
The Blacklist is coming on Friday nights. I don't want to get into it, because it's going to be with the Bones.
No.
You don't know anything about the Bones.
And then I'm going to feel I have to start explaining it to
and
you
they,
again.
They killed off Tom.
And
so
you know what?
Do it's, we care?
Mm.
He's on a new show.
Yeah. And he's dying. So that's good for the show.
What I don't care about is I don't know if I care about having to every Friday night now have to explain to you what went on. It's fine on Thursday nights to explain TV to you.
You don't know what's going on.
By the end of the week, I just don't.
Don't start.
You have so many Friday night plans, too.
Right? Yes.
You don't have time for that.
I don't have time for that. I don't have
time
to work explaining the TV into explaining the TV show into Sam. I can't do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll see. It's not till January. We still have some
whatever.
Time. We still have some time. What?
Do you have a problem with your email again?
It's my spam.
I think I'm getting weird shit from your Yahoo account again.
Sometimes it just does it. Are you getting porn? Am I sending you porn?
No, that was your boss.
That was my boss. I sent my old boss porn. so weird. She's like, did you mean to send this? And I clicked it. I'm like, whoa.
And you said, yes, I did.
Yes, I did. I meant to send you two horned up girls. Just, you know, mind you, anybody.
Oh, God.
Brenda, can you hear me?
No. Really?
But it's weird, hey? Yeah. You're still getting all that weird stuff,
Never got that ever.
Do you check your spam?
Know why.
Do you check your spam?
Oh, I don't think I have spam.
Why don't you have spam?
I don't know.
I always
Is it
have
like
spam.
Spork?
I don't even know what's... No. But guess, here's the upside to the spam. Guess who's next of kin just left them $550,000?
You! Woo!
Mine did. Woo! Mine did.
Do you know who they're talking about?
Michael Melton. Right?
Oh, you talk about him all the time.
I don't know if he's my cousin or he's my uncle. I don't know. But
probably
if he's
both.
But if he's got 550,000... But if he's got $550,000 with my name on it, hello, he can be whatever he wants
You're
to be.
You're going
he
to
can...
Nigeria to get that money.
I am. I'm going to look at the flights over the weekend. That's right.
There you go.
I'm just saying. I hate my spam. I hate it. Through Yahoo.
Yahoo.
Oh, that's your problem.
To Yahoo. Yeah.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. One of your people had a birthday.
My prince. Prince Charles.
Uh-huh.
Turned 70.
He's never going to be king.
Yes, he will be king.
No.
He'll be in adult diapers and eating, like, applesauce by the time he gets to
King. His biggest decision will be pudding or Jell-O. I'm going to pick pudding. Right? Charles, what do you pick? One nod, pudding. Two nods, Jell-O. It's always just going to be one nod.
It's going
who's got the energy for two nods? No, if you could just pick one. Yeah. Right? One. Just one. That's good. Yeah.
He's never going to be king.
He will, but not for a long time, I hope.
That's going to be
the
a
queen
day.
Is
oh,
like...
Oh, that day is going to wreck my world.
Now?
She's like 93.
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And going nowhere.
No,
going nowhere.
Going nowhere.
Healthy as a horse.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, you'd be healthy too.
Well, you know my husband's theory, right? Somebody wipes your ass for you. They don't have a royal ass wiper anymore. It's so old school.
Anymore?
Right? So old. Maybe when she first started, maybe somebody wiped her ass. I don't know.
Sure.
Right?
Yes.
Remember the royal bra fitter? Remember that... That told all the secrets. And she was like banished from the kingdom.
And you should be.
And so you should. Don't talk about Liz's boobs.
No.
Her boobies.
That's wrong.
And now she's old, right? Don't talk about old ladies' boobies.
No.
That's nasty.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we heard you complain about Christmas music.
Yep.
But apparently you got something up your ass about flavored candy cane.
First off, nothing's up my ass.
I'm just saying.
I don't like that phrase.
I don't care.
Okay?
You know I don't care.
I know you don't care. That's your new thing. And 50, I don't care. I don't care. I'm just saying it like
I'm fitty,
I see it.
I don't care.
Right? I'm fitty.
I'm 50 years old. Nah. I don't care.
I don't care.
Just wait.
All right. Just wait a week, Michelle.
Wait a week. And then I don't have to deal with two people not caring.
Yes.
Oh, it's going to be so hard for me for the next 7 months.
Yeah.
It's not. Okay. Flavored candy canes. I don't get them. Remember when candy canes were just peppermint?
Yes.
Bubblegum was just gum? That's my issue.
Mm-hmm.
Right now they make a bubblegum candy cane.
Yes.
They make... On Jimmy Fallon, they had macaroni and cheese flavored.
No.
Yuck.
Mm.
Right? It should just be peppermint. Just
cinnamon,
be a peppermint.
Blueberry.
No, that's you.
Okay. That's me.
That was you all last winter. All she had like, oh, look at that. She's going, every time she'd go to
can
get a coffee.
Can you take a red one that you think is peppermint and it's actually strawberry?
Yeah, and there was a couple of cherry. I was like, ugh. I put it right in the garbage.
Candy canes.
I was
And then I dig it out and I just eat it.
Gross.
Waste not, want not. Right?
Waste.
Yes, no wasting.
That's gross.
I'm just saying. That's
but you seem to be having problems with foods lately.
Me and foods aren't getting along.
Yeah.
Right?
Because you have problems with donuts now.
I don't have problems. I love a donut.
I know that.
Right?
But you were complaining about it.
No, I'm not complaining about the donuts, Samantha. Thanks for listening. What I'm complaining about, hi. God.
Lisa.
Samantha.
Lisa,
listen,
have you heard
listen,
you?
Listen, listen. Listen, Samantha, listen.
Whatever.
My issue is with the donut shops. Because, so in Canada, we have Tim Hortons.
Uh-huh.
Why can't I get the same donuts at every Tim Hortons? The Tim Hortons at the hospital.
Because they're not all run by the same person.
But guess what, guys? Make them good. Make them all good. Can't we just make them all good?
Okay, so what's good to you?
Okay, first off, the one at the hospital is good to me. And I get that it should be a really good one, right? Because there's sick people there,
mm-hmm.
right? But they make the best sprinkled donuts, Samantha. And everybody, if you had any idea just how much joy sprinkled donuts put in my heart, like, I just love a sprinkled donut so much. Because, you know what? It's not your norm.
No.
Right? So So this week, right, there was a yellow sprinkled donut. And it was like the sun. Yellow and white. It was like the sun. So it was cheery.
Yeah.
At Halloween, they have like one with the orange and the black.
Uh-huh.
Christmas, they do a rider donut. It's just like so exciting. You go there and, oh, wonder what the sprinkled donut's going to be. And you're just excited, right? Because there they are. Then you go to my donut shop at the TCU. There's not even a friggin' donut.
There's not a donut
there's not a donut.
To be honest.
Oh, there's an old-fashioned plane.
Like, how much traffic do they really get, though?
They get a lot.
That's why there's no donuts.
That's why there's no donuts.
Really?
Yeah. They get a lot there. Because nobody wants to walk to the food court, right? It's too far, right? Okay. But the problem is why can't there be some consistency in the donut shops?
Standardized donut
shops.
All the same. Yes. All the time.
Yeah.
So your basics, and then they can go fluffy.
Yeah.
However they want. Well, is that what you're saying?
No, like not too crazy.
So do you want basic donuts or do you want your sprinkled donut every time you want a sprinkled donut?
I want there always to be one choice for a sprinkled donut every day. Because if there was one choice for a sprinkled donut every day, I would have it every day. Every day I'd be like, and I'll take a sprinkled donut. And then they'd see me come and they'd be like, sprinkled donut? I'd be like, I'd do one of these. Right? Can't do that very good, right? But I would do one. Oh, I'd be like, I'd do this. You know it. That'd be my new thing. You know it. Sprinkled donut.
Okay, let's do a leather Tuscadero thing and go.
Sprinkled donut. Yeah, right? Try the sprinkled donuts. It just makes your heart happy.
I will try it.
Okay.
And your sugar spike.
Your sugar spike. Right?
Donut. Yeah. Donut for breakfast.
So,
yeah.
Okay, but, so it's not the donuts, but here's my thing.
Okay.
My favorite part about the donut, my whole all-time favorite thing, is because you can eat it as a sugary breakfast item and nobody bats an eye.
Nobody gives a shit.
Nobody gives a shit. Nobody ever goes up to you and says, really? Did you need a donut for breakfast, Samantha?
Yes, I did, actually.
Nobody's ever even going to ask that because, of course, you did. That's why there's donut shops, right?
And they're open
24/7.
All the time. Yeah, all the time.
Right? Breakfast, so that's the best part of donuts is that you can eat them in the morning,
mm-hmm.
right? Because you get poo-pooed if you eat cake. Poo-pooed. People are like, they look down at you, right? Oh,
cake in the morning.
Right? Oh, did you? Right? Even just how you just said that, even like, cake in the morning? Yeah, cake. And then HHG's like, cake?
No.
Right?
So, donut. Okay, but there are...
A double-dipped chocolate donut.
But there are cake donuts, because there's yeast donuts and cake donuts.
Okay, but here's the thing.
I'm just saying.
Okay, but you know what I really like? I really like the grocery store donuts. Remember when we worked at Pennington's? Remember when we would get like grocery store donuts sometimes as a treat?
That's like the sugary...
Just the...
Cinnamon sugar or like the icing sugar donuts. Just the mini ones.
Yeah. No.
The big regular size.
The regular ones.
The big girl ones.
Yeah. I want those.
Right?
Yeah.
What an adult size donut, thanks.
Not a baby donut.
That's so true, right?
Right.
Baby donut. Like that.
No.
Yeah?
No.
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 So I dress as a Timbit and they get like, baby, donut. No.
No.
They want no part of that?
Yes,
no.
We're doing that tomorrow.
I want no part of that.
That's our game tomorrow at work. Okay, we're going to do that. But I don't know. And then you know what? I just like to, and then what I love about a donut shop is I like to be able to see them. I like to see them all there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then just give them a little squeeze.
Oh, if I could squeeze the donuts,
The donuts.
It would be so good. Cause it's like,
seriously?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh my God. Because
it's like a
just
bread.
Just a little bit.
What's your favorite? Just a little squeeze.
Just a little squeeze.
Just to get that.
Let me touch your donut.
Just let me touch. I want to touch. Okay, but do you have? What's your favorite donut? You, Sam.
I like a Boston cream, actually.
Do you?
Yeah.
HHG.
I like protein donuts.
Yes,
no, you're
eating them because you're on a protein diet.
That's right.
Okay, so right now you like
freak.
That. My favorite is I love old fashioned sugar.
Yes, ooh. You do.
Okay, this is and anything sprinkle.
Yes.
And I love a Dutchie, but Dutchies only come around every now and then.
Is that with the apples in it?
No, that's a fritter.
That's a fritter. That's,
No,
Dutchie has a raisin in it. Oh. Has raisins in it.
Mm.
Yeah, similar.
Disgusting.
No, oh, they're sorry. Not. They're like...
Yes.
They're not. But they come around only every now and then, kind of like the McRib.
No.
Right?
Which is never going to make it.
No. Well, no. I don't
never
going to
make
that.
An appearance.
But yeah. But remember when people eating donuts, remember people used to think they were lazy people? It's just like sloppy because you ate donuts.
Everybody eats donuts now.
Now it's trendy.
It's very trendy.
It's trendy. Who knew?
Well, because there's like fancy donut shops in this town.
And who knew Saskatoon was all about fancy donuts?
Well, because there's like protein donuts.
Yes.
Sweet tooth donuts.
Sweet tooth donuts.
Dark side donuts.
That's
dark
like near me.
Donuts. That's like a $5 donut.
Well, so
yours was $5 donut.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of money for a donut.
For a donut.
But do you really think it is?
Yes.
But... But yet you'll pay, like, you'll still pay $7 to get a coffee and an Egg McMuffin.
Yes.
That's way more than
that's way better.
How little that donut was.
Yeah, but do you see the joy that that donut can bring?
Yeah, especially when you're on a Piggy Puff diet.
Right? Right? So you need to embrace those donuts, my friend. Yeah. So I did a little research.
Uh-oh.
I decided to school you on donuts.
I'm so excited.
I took Canada and I took America.
America?
Because America lives on Dunkin'.
Well, they have Krispy Kremes.
Oh, I didn't do Krispy Kremes. Couldn't remember
it. Have you ever
it.
Had one?
Oh, yes.
I've yeah. never.
Whole new level.
Oh, really?
Whole new level. We're
wow.
going up here.
Wow.
Yes. Hey? Oh, they're so good.
Really? Uh-huh. I've never had a Krispy Kreme.
Neither have I.
What? Huh.
Oh. I've never had a Dunkin' Donut yourself. Either.
No, neither have I.
No.
No.
No. No, really?
No.
But Tim's, here's the top five.
Okay.
Okay? At Tim's, Honey Cruller. Who picks
that? Oh, I like Honey Crullers.
Ew, it tastes like it's not cooked.
No, I like
Every
them.
Time we get, remember whenever we order Timbits, what I always say, not the cruller ones. Right? Because it just tastes like it's not cooked.
Uh-huh.
Sour cream glazed.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't mind. Those are okay.
Yes.
Boston cream.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like that.
That's me.
I don't like that one. Canadian maple. That's yummy.
No.
I like that one. And chocolate dip.
Boring.
That's Canada. Mm-hmm. Top five.
Really?
Top five in America.
America.
Glazed. I guess that's like honey dip.
I guess.
You're basic.
Chocolate glazed.
Woo!
I don't know what that is. I don't get that one. And here's one I'd never even heard of. Bow tie. What's a bow tie?
I think it's like a long john, maybe.
Yeah, I think it's a long... Actually, I think she's right.
It's like a long john?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know. Boston cream. Okay. And then they go and then they round it off with cruller.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Weird, hey?
Huh.
So kind of similar.
Similar.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Similar. Not similar.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I got some fun facts.
Of course you do.
I love donuts, hey? I just love donuts so much.
Yes, you do.
You want to know?
Sure. Yes.
Okay, just five quick ones, guys.
Go,
I know.
Go,
I know.
Go.
We're waiting for the. I know. We're waiting because we got our guests waiting with us.
Yeah.
I know. Okay, but they like donuts.
They like donuts too.
They like donuts too. Okay. Over 10 billion are made yearly in the U.S.
Oh.
Whoa.
Yeah.
A lot of donuts.
Do you know that in Canada has the most donut shops per capita in any other country in the world?
Because there's a Tim on every corner.
Yes, there is.
Two sometimes.
Yeah.
Right? Kitty corner from each other.
Okay, so this one's busy. You can just cross that. As of 2011, 10 people have donut as a last name.
What?
Yeah. Why?
I don't know. That's how does that weird. Happen? How do you just know. How do new last names just happen?
Sammy Donut. Donuts.
Got a good rhyme to it.
Donut. Oh.
1933, Chicago World Fair declared donuts to be the hit food of the century.
Whoa.
Woo.
Right? And here's an important day. Here's an important day to remember. January 12th, National Glazed Donut Day.
Everybody have a donut.
Everybody have a donut. A glazed donut.
Right after Christmas. Woo. That's what you need.
All right. I'm done with the donuts.
Okay.
I'm donuted
out. Well, that's good because you know what?
It's been a long year.
It's been a long year.
It's been a really long year.
Yeah, and we've got to introduce the guys again.
The guys got to come back.
Well, because it's November.
It's Movember.
It's Movember.
They're growing their mows.
Yeah.
Have they grown their mows all year? We don't know yet. You're going to find out, friends of the podcast.
Sure.
So last year, we introduced our inner dudes, right? John and Steve.
Steve and John.
Steve and John. John and Steve. I shake my head with John and Steve.
I shake my head with Steve and John.
It's not. It's John and Steve. And, you know what, we've learned lots about them.
Yes, we have.
So we just thought that Movember made a lot of sense to kind of catch up, see how they've been.
Bring them back.
See, yeah, bringing them back.
Bringing them back. But we have a guest as well.
I'm yeah. sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. Sorry. Do we want to explain the guest first?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, the guest is...
A pain in the ass.
The inner dude.
Sorry.
Of the HHG.
Hello,
CHHG's inner dude.
Hello, yeah. Ricky Bobby.
And how old's Ricky? And how old's Ricky?
I'm 14. I'm a 14-year-old boy, and I love it.
That's what she said. Because that's what he says
all
the time.
All day. Look at my mustache. Can you see it? How about now?
No, I see a pimple. Because you're 14.
Because you're 14.
I don't see a mustache yet, Ricky.
It's coming.
Right?
I can feel it.
That's funny.
So, Samantha, what's new with Steve?
Steve? Well, he's been doing okay.
Has he had a good year?
He's had a good year. Business is good. Yep. Body shop and the garage is doing good.
Good. Flourishing. Good to hear.
He's still racing cars at the Wyatt Speedway.
Oh.
Can I drive?
No.
Sorry, Ricky Bobby.
I tell you, if I could parent back in the 70s, Ricky Bobby would be in.
He'd be in a lot of trouble.
Meet my hand, Ricky Bobby.
Steve's still single.
Oh, still.
But open to the experience.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, bought a new condo.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Busy.
Yeah, he's been doing a little renovation because he's a handy kind of guy.
And you bought the condo from me, thank you. Because John is a real estate dude.
That's right.
I appreciate that, right? I, too, got a new car because of that. Thanks. That's what friends do. They help each other.
Yeah.
Right?
He has been looking after himself, so he's working out. He's
good.
You know, because he's turning 36.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So he's getting up there.
Getting up there.
Right? He's almost 40, so he's
younger.
He's feeling it.
He's feeling it.
A few pounds.
Is he, he's been snacking, eating a little poorly?
Yeah, he's trying to do the keto diet.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
14-year-olds don't need to start that.
No.
No. No, I know a 14-year-old that just like eats like we're going out of, like there's never going to be food again. That's what I seem to find with the 14-year-olds.
Oh my God.
Right?
He's actually going to pick up a new thing. He's never skied before, so he wants
skiing.
To learn how to ski.
He's going skiing and
I can teach ya.
Thanks, Ricky Bobby, but I don't think so.
He's going skiing in Saskatchewan.
No, he's not. He's going to go to Banff. In the new year.
Oh, okay.
He's going to learn how to ski. He just wants to learn how to ski.
Who's he going with?
I don't know.
I don't think it's me.
No.
No.
Because John doesn't do
John doesn't ski.
He's not sporty.
He's sporty, but he's like, but he's a little lazy.
Yeah. And actually, he's restoring a 1947 Chevy truck.
Ooh.
Yeah. So he's pretty excited about that.
Wow.
Still has the Camaro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool.
But big thing happened for him this year.
Tell me.
Well, you know, he decided that he wasn't going to have kids.
Oh.
But he didn't mind kids.
Did he get a vasectomy?
No.
Oh. He didn't get snip?
No, he didn't get snip.
Didn't get castrized?
No.
Is it with castrization? Is that what they do? I don't know. I don't know. I'm just talking. I'm being a 14-year-old boy.
Okay.
Yeah, 14-year-old
he decided
boy.
To be a big brother.
I know. So
to join the Big Brother Association.
Okay.
And he dragged John into it.
Yes. Can I? Now let me share a bit about John.
Okay.
Okay? Because John, too, has had some new things. And then we'll move into where Ricky Bobby fits in, friends.
All right.
Okay, so John's upped his wardrobe. He's got, because he wears a suit, right? Because he's a real estate guy?
Yes.
He loves pale blue and the dark gray combo.
Right?
That's his new thing, right?
Oh, my God.
Pale blue and the dark gray.
Uh-huh.
Right? He's wearing his hair a little longer.
What, is he a hippie?
No, he's not a hippie, but he just, because he's got a little bit of a curl, a little bit of a wave.
Oh, yeah.
So he's got like thick locks.
So he's going into like the poofy look. He's doing the poofy look.
He's going the poofy look. Yeah, so he's done that. This is big news. Can't believe I'm going to share it.
Wait for it.
He's moved from boxers to boxer briefs.
Ooh.
Do you know why?
Why?
He feels he needs a little more support.
Ooh.
Right? He feels the boxer briefs are giving him a little bit more support.
Really?
Yeah, so he's done that.
Because his junk's getting old.
His junk's ready to get junked. Right? His junk's raring to go. That's the problem. Right? He too, no girlfriend. Right? But he did try speed dating.
Oh, yeah.
This year, really, for him, his overall theme was not his thing. He tried a lot of new things, not his thing. So he tried speed dating, not his thing.
So your inner dude is very like you then.
Very much like me. He tried drinking fancy coffees, not his thing. Right?
So very much like you.
Yeah. Yeah. He tried getting a manicure, not his thing. Right? Because he wants to be more metro.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
He wants to be, I picture my inner dude. He wants to be like my brother-in-law, Steph,
uh-huh.
Right? Like he wants to get a massage,
yeah.
And he wants to drink fancy coffee,
uh-huh.
Right? Because Steph is very metro,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And it works for him completely,
uh-huh.
But doesn't work for my inner dude.
Mm-hmm.
He's not that guy. But here's something new. He's manscaping.
Ooh.
He saw on the Shark Tank they had an episode where you could buy a manscaping kit.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know Robert Manscapes?
Yeah.
Did you see that?
No.
He's the only one.
Really?
The only manscaping guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Dudes. Just
get the kit. Get the kit.
Right?
And don't let it get dusty.
Don't let it get dusty. Thanks, Ricky Bobby.
You're welcome. I'm learning.
You're learning quickly.
Well, you know, that's one of the things that we've taught Ricky Bobby.
Oh, because we've been teaching
Steve
them.
And John, they've been very
so we joined. On. Yeah, so Steve and John, they decided because they're not involved and they like kids, but they don't want kids. But then they saw this one kid.
Which is very much like us.
Very much like us. Very similar. They saw this one kid and they had a little soft spot for the one kid.
Well, because he went trick-or-treating.
With no costume.
Yeah, and I was
hungry.
Yeah, and Steve answered the door and he's like, Hi.
Yeah.
And his kid's like, I need candy.
Yeah. John doesn't do Halloween. John just keeps the lights out. But he told me about it.
Yeah.
He told John about
and
it.
Steve felt bad for him.
Yeah.
Steve's got a good heart.
John, a little bit of a black heart. John DFC a little bit more than Steve, which is different than us.
Yeah.
Right?
So Steve's like, this kid needs some, like, he needs some direction. He needs help.
I need lots.
Right?
I need lots.
And a spank.
Right? Well, maybe not. Maybe we'll skip the spank. Or is that something else? What are we talking
you're
about?
You're too young.
No,
that's
you?
Gross. You're too young to want to spank.
Okay. That's gross.
I'm just saying. Yeah. But
So Steve talked John into joining Big Brothers.
Because that's what dudes do.
And, you know, Steve's like, hey, you know what? I think I know this one kid. I think he needs help. And it's Ricky Bobby. It's Ricky Bobby.
I don't think you can help him.
A horny 14-year-old kid.
He
right?
can help me.
Right?
Can't be helped.
He can't.
I got problems.
Because right. we're trying to teach
him. I'm just waiting for the phone to ring and say, you know what? He's in jail. Of course he is. He didn't mean to steal the car. He just stole the car. I know he did. Right? You need to phone Steve.
You need to stop telling us about your childhood.
Good point, hey? Good point. Right?
Nobody needs to know your dirty laundry. That's
fair enough, Samantha.
Which, by the way, she likes to do laundry. So
yes, she likes to do the laundry.
Little drink of wine.
Shoot it back with the tide.
You know, and because Steve and John are like guys,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They're both, you know, pretty good guys.
They
scratch their balls.
They're teaching Ricky Bobby how to scratch, right?
How am I doing? Look, but, how am I doing?
Not in public.
Oh, you guys, you're not teaching me anything.
Not in public.
Not in public.
Oh,
well, and even though
I've been doing it all day,
your hand's gonna get hairy, right?
Bad enough,
it's already sweaty.
Sweaty hand.
You got sweaty palms for a reason.
You know, even though you know Ricky Bobby needs some help, they think he has potential.
Yes, they do.
Right?
Yes.
So they're just trying to teach him a few
things.
Maybe
not a lot, but he's got some.
So they feel like maybe Ricky Bobby needs some confidence.
He needs some confidence.
So we're teaching him how to box.
Yes.
And throw a good throw punch.
Well, that's Steve's more that guy.
Right? You got to be prepared.
Yeah. Right? Got to be ready. Right? John's trying to teach him to enjoy a good football game on the TV.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
That's exciting.
Put the phone down and the Riders are playing.
Ricky Bobby can't afford a phone.
But you guys get
me a phone.
Yes.
You guys have extras. Yeah. We both have new phones.
Right, we have new phones.
Can I have your old phone?
Yes, maybe. Right?
And can you get me a plan?
Yeah. On Steve's plan. Feel free. Right? You go on Steve's plan.
Nope.
We're trying to teach him the basics.
Well, we're trying to teach him life skills.
Yeah.
Like how to deal with a boner in public.
Oh, he just walks around with a boner. You leave it alone.
You hide it.
How do I hide it? Oh, right? I'm so scared.
Oh my goodness.
Think about baseball.
Well, hey, like that baseball. Gives me a boner.
Oh, gross. Put it back in, John.
Put it back in. Right? Keep it clean.
Yes.
Right?
Okay, well,
I have to keep it clean, too.
And yes. You have to keep it clean.
Try not to have a boner in public.
Yes.
You got to keep it clean. You
got to
wrap it up.
Scratch in private. Wrap it up.
So many rules.
Wrap it up. Right?
But Ricky Bobby.
But you're too young to be using it.
Yes.
So you don't need to wrap it up yet.
Yes.
But I might like it.
Yes, you might. No, you will like it.
Well, he's been taking long showers.
Got to get clean.
Got to get clean, right?
This body ain't going to clean itself.
No, right? He is. Long showers, eh? Yeah, they said that at the group home, too.
They said to stay in the shower until the water gets cold, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what they said. They said, yeah, they're concerned about his showering.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, well, isn't it better that the dude's clean?
Yes.
Right? Dude, stay clean.
But he does have a bit of a criminal past, though.
Well, he has the potential to be a badass, right? He's bad.
So.
Right?
He smokes. Ricky,
every now and then he smokes.
Oh.
Just a little bit.
Don't smoke.
Come on, pot's legal now. Oh, but not for 14.
Oh, right.
Not for 14.
Well, I just get it at high school.
If I go to high school. Yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah.
No.
Sometimes.
I think
the biggest thing that the dudes have learned this year is I think the dudes have learned a little patience.
Because of Ricky?
Well, I don't know about because of Ricky, but yes. Just in general.
You think because of you?
Yes.
I think just in general.
Just in general.
Yeah, I think in general.
Patience. Aww.
That's what they've been trying to learn is a little patience.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. John felt it was necessary.
Really?
Yeah. Because sometimes he gets a little high strung, right? He wants to pull out his hair. And he's got a full head of hair. And a goatee. He's kept the goatee. Because you know what? He went on a date and one of the girls said, oh, I like that. Not his girlfriend anymore.
And the speed dating.
But
and during the 30 speed seconds. Dating. Oh, I like that. Goodbye.
And so he's kept it. He's all about a goatee now. That and the manscaping.
That and the manscaping.
Yeah. And he loves a good lip balm. he loves a good chapstick. Right? Just saying.
Those and Steve still likes a good self-help book.
Right? See? And Steve needs the help.
I might need those books.
Steve's going to pass them down.
Big brother.
Steve's going to pass them down. Steve's going to pass them down. That's funny. Right, Samantha?
The guys, they've been very busy.
We'll see how they do.
Hopefully Ricky Bobby doesn't get him into trouble.
Well, hopefully they can keep Ricky Bobby on the straight and narrow and he can grow up to be a good young man.
I don't know. It's going to be tough.
Like Hulk Hogan would say, right? Say your prayers and take your vitamins. Right? That's what needs to be done here.
Oh, my God.
That's what needs to be done.
All right. Well, in honor of Movember, I wanted us to, you know, talk about what men want women to know.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Right? Because November is about men.
So I may every now and then switch out of Movember mode and just go into woman mode. Okay? Because I don't know if I'm going to agree with all of it. But I'm going to try my best.
Okay. Men want us to know. They want to be told they're attractive.
Really?
Yeah. Mm.
Do you think they care?
Yes. Do you think men care?
This is me as a woman. Do you think they care?
I think they care.
Really?
Yeah.
Like they want like sweet nothings whispered, like, oh, you look so good.
No, they just want to say, oh, you look good today. Aww. Your hair is pretty.
Really?
This is a lot of work already.
A lot of work already. Right?
They're so needy.
They're so needy.
Okay. They want to get asked out on a date once in a while.
Yeah, good luck with that. I tell my husband every time, good luck. Find a date.
Have a date. Are you looking for a date? I can find you a date.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Oh, my God.
The two married bitter women have just stepped into the podcast.
Okay. And they'd like to get complimented.
Yes, I can see that. And I compliment Mike all the time. Like, thank you for doing the laundry. Thank you for getting the groceries.
Thank you for getting the bananas.
Thank you for getting the bananas.
The gross ones from Walmart.
Right? Thank you for not noticing that I'm dumping the milk out.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, they would like us to start the conversation sometimes.
Okay, that is bullshit right now. I'm done with that. That is BS. I start the conversation all the time. Lisa, talk, talk, talk. Mike, nothing. Talk, 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 nothing. So no, I disagree. I kicked that one to the curb. That's a lie. It's a bold-faced lie. Dudes don't want women talking. They want us barefoot and pregnant. Well, my husband didn't want me barefoot or pregnant. Thank God. Because he wasn't getting either of that. Sometimes I'm barefoot, but I'm never pregnant. And I'm rarely in the kitchen, only if I'm in there to eat. That's the only time I'm in the kitchen. Okay, sorry, I got off. I got sidetracked. I'm back.
Okay.
I'm back.
We would rather fix your problem than listen about it.
God, they don't wear listening ears.
No.
They don't.
They just want to fix it.
They want to fix it.
They don't want to listen.
But where the awkwardness comes in is when, you know what? I don't need a fix. Right?
Then they don't understand why you're talking about
no,
it.
No, they don't.
No.
Right? Because if it can't be like last week you bitched about no bananas, I fixed it and got you bananas.
Oh my God, still on the banana
kick. Still on the banana kick.
Oh my God. Okay.
Still on the banana kick.
Sometimes they just like to be alone and it has nothing to do with you.
What
does
that
mean? Yes, it does. They don't like me.
You know what you want around. You're telling him to get a new date.
Yeah, but I can tell him that. He can't tell me.
Yeah, he can't. So and he can't go get one.
There's a double standard happening.
There's a big double standard. Absolutely.
Duh.
Big. Okay. Big time.
Sometimes they just want to be quiet.
No, oh, hi. They always want to be quiet. And then it's awkward. And then you talk. And then you talk. Because then I think you're mad. And why are you being mad? It's like texting. If you don't text back right away, I'm sending you a text saying, are you mad?
Right? No, I'm not mad.
No, oh, I'm not mad. I was going to the bathroom. Okay.
We don't always think about sex.
The men don't?
No.
Do you remember... you know, if that was true, we wouldn't have had to do a segment called Not a Sign.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
If that was true, we wouldn't have had to come up with a million and one ways.
Don't shave your legs.
Right. Right?
You're good.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that might be the final. Ooh. That is not, yeah, hey, yeah. That might be.
Thanks.
That's not a sign.
That's not a sign. Yeah. Shaving your legs, shaving your armpits, shaving anything.
I think that men...
Not a sign.
Okay, I think as a dude, as my inner dude, yeah, we are. We're thinking about having sex all the time. As a woman, yeah, they are thinking about having sex all the time.
I'm 14. I'm thinking about it right now. I can't wait.
There's a partial boner on in the back seat right now. Thinking about having sex right now.
Ricky Bobby, keep it inside.
Ricky Bobby.
Keep it down. Keep it down.
Hands where I can see them. Hands where I can see them.
So no, we funny. Will not turn off the light, Ricky.
No, the light stays on.
Is this called private? Is this our private time?
There's no private time. Private is alone, one-on-one time. Oh. That sounded bad, one-on-one time. Just one with yourself time.
One with
That's
yourself.
Private.
Okay.
Yeah.
Men,
okay.
Not replying to our messages or texts hurts them too.
Okay, not my guy. My husband, I'll say to Meg, okay, so I'm going on holidays and I'll be like, okay, well, I'll call when? Well, I don't know, but I'll call. Or I'll say to him, you know what? Okay, let's not worry because we're not talkers. I'll be like, okay, I'll just text you and I'll just block you. Right? I'm like, right? He's the worst to have a texting conversation with.
Is he?
Yeah, because he doesn't reply.
Oh.
It's like...
R&R.
Yeah. Red, or I'll no say, reply. So even if it's work related, if I say to him, okay, oh, you know what? Taking the 6 o'clock bus, he won't reply back saying, okay. I just want an okay. Yes. I just want an okay. Right? So you don't think somebody stole me or something. Yeah. Oh, you know what? Because he DFC. He don't fucking care. Right? She's gone. There's nobody talking. I'm good.
It's so quiet.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on.
Okay.
We can't read your mind.
I agree with that. I agree. As a dude, I agree with that.
They can't read our minds.
And as a woman, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Do we want them reading our minds?
No.
Nope.
Oh, right? That'd be bad.
You imagine? I don't want them reading my mind. I don't want them reading my texts. I don't want them reading my emails. I don't want them reading.
But you can read my lips.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. Last one. They are straightforward.
Yes.
And can move their dicks slightly on command.
Okay. Let's all try it right now. Here I go.
The 14-year-old boy.
I did it!
Right? I work with that 14-year-old boy.
Yes, you do.
A lot, that 14-year-old boy comes out.
Yes. I'm just saying.
Oh, my
He's
goodness.
He's at work every day.
That's funny.
That is kind of funny. That's okay. Funny. So here's the importance of Movember. Right?
Yes.
For the dudes.
Yes.
Right? Go get checked out.
Go get your balls checked.
Go get your balls checked.
You got to get your balls checked.
Get your colon touched. Right?
Because it's prostate cancer.
And I get none of it.
Cancer.
And here's the thing. I get none of it is exciting for them.
No.
But guess what? We go through it too.
Oh, we do more.
Right?
Hi. Scoot down.
Didn't you? Scooch. Scooch.
Scooch.
Right? A little further. A little further. It'll just feel like a pinch in my eyeball. In my eyeball. Ouch. I felt that in the back of my eyeball.
Ow, that's really cold.
Yeah.
Oh, ow. Ow, 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 right? Ow, ow. Oh, really? Yeah. Higher? More? Yeah. Ow. Right? Ow. Ow.
I don't bend like that anymore. I'm 50. Right?
Right? That's like nasty shit.
It's just all bad.
When you get told to scoot, you know what you're doing.
There's nothing good with
scooting. Just scoot your eyes
and just
scoot.
And then make small talk.
Oh, yes.
Right?
No.
So guys, we go through it.
Just go through it.
It's not pleasant.
No.
Please go through it.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Just do it, guys.
It's cool.
Yeah.
You can do it.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's important.
So guys, if you love us, we need you to share us. We want you to subscribe to our podcast. Go to any app. Subscribe to us.
Hit subscribe. Physically,
yeah.
Hit subscribe.
And you're going to get our episode as soon as we download it into the system.
It's like, oh, you know what? Joe needs it. Here you go, Joe. Just like that.
Just right? Like that.
Just like that.
So if you love us, share us. If you want to keep us, you want to keep on top of when the episodes are out, subscribe to us.
Yes.
You can go to Podbean or any app that you have.
Anything.
That allows you to subscribe to podcasts.
Share us.
We're there.
Yeah.
Okay.
We just want to have fun.
Lisa.
Samantha.
You got a nice shake my head?
I do. And you know what? I got one. And I'm not happy about it. to bump my kid's sister.
Oh.
My kid's sister, Bill.
What happened to Bill?
So she's applying for jobs, right? Because, you know what? She had a daycare. She was raising her kids. But she's a retail hoe like me.
Yep.
Right? It's in our blood. We're retail hoes. So she's been applying for jobs.
Oh, yeah.
So she applied for a job at a plus-size store. Can I say it? Can I say the name?
No.
No?
Don't.
Rhymes with, if you were going to have a plus-size pet.
Remington.
Pettingtons. If you had a plus-size pet, you would take them to Pettingtons.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so a plus-size store. And she is not, oddly enough, when you see me, my sister is the very opposite. So she's not a plus-size girl at all. She's very, very, very tiny. And but has tons of experience, successful store manager, proven sales records and everything, right? Really great asset to have on your in your retail world. Applied at a plus-size store, right, where at one point we worked and prided ourselves on hiring a lot of people that weren't plus-size, right? Because you know what? We believe that that doesn't matter what your body type is. We all have issues, whether we are, whether we're plus-size, whether we're really petite, or whatever. We all have issues. So we just need to have empathy, right? So people look at plus-size people and they think, oh, you know what? Oh, you know, we judge. People look at really, really tiny people and we judge. We don't know why they're the way they are, right? We don't know what their circumstances are or anything like that or what their struggles are. We need to empathize with them.
Yes.
And so this particular store completely skinny-shamed her. Right? She had a job interview, and almost 2 hours before the interview for a job that she was completely qualified for, they phoned and told her that the position had been magically eliminated.
No.
Yes. Huh. And you know what? That's not cool.
No.
That's not cool.
No.
Right? So that's why I shake my head. Is let's not body shame people. It doesn't matter what your body type is.
No.
Everybody has issues.
Exactly.
Right? So that was my, bullshit.
That's what bullshit. Bullshit. Yeah. That's your bullshit.
That's
moment.
My bullshit moment.
Yes.
That's bigger than I shake my head.
That is.
Made me say bullshit too.
Okay.
Yeah.
HHG?
Yes, I do. So we went to the restaurant. Did I scare you?
A little bit.
Sorry. She got some enthusiasm.
We went to a restaurant before we got in the car for an hour.
Yes.
Go to the washroom after. Like, you got to do your business.
Yeah.
You look up, no toilet paper. Then you look at the toilet paper holder. And guess what it's called?
What?
It's called the Never Out 3000. Guess what? It was out.
It's out.
Don't call yourself the Never Out 3000 if you're out.
You're out.
Okay?
Don't do it, man.
I had to sit in there. I had to wait till someone came in. And then...
Did you have to talk to somebody?
Yeah.
No.
It was the worst, right?
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm like,
You never shared that with us.
I know. I
just till now. You're right. Don't label yourself
don't
something
yourself.
You aren't.
No.
Right?
Nope, don't.
That's like, it. Don't be the Energizer Bunny if you can't go.
That's right.
Same type of thing, right? It's the same type of thing.
Oh,
wow.
God.
That's a good one.
Okay.
Good one. Samantha?
Well...
What about you?
Mine is... I shake my head at people.
Oh.
They don't have common sense.
No common sense.
No, there's none.
Okay. So, I have a home phone.
Yes.
And I have an answering machine. Yeah. There's no message on the answering machine. It's like the basic, please leave a message. That's it. After the beep. That's it.
Right.
I didn't personalize nothing. A person kept calling and hanging up, listening to the automated message, phoned the third time, the fourth time. They left a message on my answering machine and gave me their personal information because they thought my phone was an insurance company.
No way.
Yes. And I thought, you're a dumbass.
Like maybe the first two times I get, but wow.
If you didn't hear in that message.
anything
remotely relating to the place that you want to try to contact.
Yeah.
Don't leave your shit on an answering
wow.
machine.
Hey.
And why during the day would a place of business
not freaking
answer the phone.
Did you get any good information? Anything we can use?
Let's go on Amazon.
Could we buy stuff?
No.
Did you get a credit card?
No.
No.
And I was just like, you're stupid. So I'm like, I erased the message and just thought, hopefully she learned her lesson.
Wow.
Right? Nope. She called again.
No.
I'm like, fuck off. Finally, I picked the phone. Hi. Hi, is this blah, blah, blah insurance? Nope.
Because I would have answered blah, blah, blah insurance. Wow.
So when you don't hear what you need to hear, people, you phoned the wrong number.
Yeah, don't call back.
No.
Don't call back.
So I shake my head.
Yes.
I shake my head at that.
That's bad.
Oh my god.
Although I swear to God, you and I are the only two people left in Saskatoon with home with landlines.
You don't have landlines? Yeah, landlines. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah. Landlines.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Topic for next week.
Okay.
We're talking about the American.
You want
Thanksgiving.
And we have another guest.
And we have another guest.
Should we say who?
Well, it's Jessica.
Yes. From the She Podcast.
From the She Podcast. And Brilliant Observations.
And Brilliant Observations.
Yeah.
We're going to her. Because we want the skinny on American America. Thanksgiving.
America.
Yeah.
So let's see what that looks like.
It's gonna be fun.
It's gonna be interesting.
It's gonna be interesting. You know, she's gonna keep us on our toes. That's for sure.
That's for sure. All right. Now you know you want to wear us.
Because we have merch.
Go to wehavemerch.com.
Yeah.
You can get a hat.
You can get a mug.
You can get a t-shirt.
You can get a beer cozy.
You can get a wine bag.
HHG needs a wine bag.
I got my wine bag.
Right? You carry us in your wine bag. Right? You are a wine bag.
Exactly. Podbean patron.
Yes. So you know the drill, guys. We were talking about it. Not only do we want you just to listen, we want you to subscribe.
Like I do.
Yes, hit subscribe. But we also want you to become a part of the Patreon account.
Yes.
So, because again, right, it takes a village of three. Here we are. It's a village of three to keep this baby going. Uh-huh. And you know what? It takes some time. It takes some energy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We think that we're providing, hopefully, a good service.
Yeah.
So go to Podbean, see Sam's face, punch it. I like that part.
Starts at $2. A big thanks to Audio Editing Solutions for making us sound way better than we should.
Yeah, especially in the winter in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen to us on Podbean, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or any pod app that you can find. Just type in I Shake My Head.
Google us.
You'll find us.
We're there.
Find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
And join the group.
Join the group.
Join the movement. Let's be a movement.
Let's be a movement.
Yes. Let's be a movement.
A movement for fun.
Woo! We're having so much fun on Facebook. We're like posting crazy stuff, eh? And crazy stuff's getting posted. And we're posting crazy stuff. Yeah, I'm not saying any more about it. I'm saying nothing more. But you know what? Join and be part of all that fun.
Yeah. It'll be good.
All right. Anything else, ladies? HHG.
Thanks for having me, ladies.
Thanks for letting us bully you all week into coming. You know what? Bullying's not always bad.
No, it's not.
It worked out just fine.
It worked out well.
Samantha, mm-hmm. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, it should be. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.